Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. Trust you've had a great start to your week. Our scripture focus today is Proverbs 15 verse 22, and I'll read it from the Passion Translation. It reads, "Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established." Today's title is Wisdom in Community. Proverbs 15:22 serves as a signpost to wisdom, directing the path to sound decision-making and success. At its core, this proverb highlights the wisdom of seeking wise counsel when faced with life's countless decisions. It sums up the timeless truth that we are not meant to journey through life alone, but rather to surround ourselves with godly advisors who can offer invaluable insights and guidance along the way. By following the wisdom of this verse of scripture, we accept our natural limitations and embrace the reality that seeking counsel isn't a sign of weakness, but of wisdom. It's an acknowledgement that our own understanding is finite and fallible, and that the collective wisdom of trusted advisors can provide a broader perspective and shed light on blind spots we may have overlooked. Furthermore, surrounding ourselves with godly advisors not only enhances our decision-making processes, but also increases our likelihood of success. Remember, we're trying to cultivate a success mindset, and through their guidance, we are better equipped to navigate the complexities of life, avoid pitfalls, and seize opportunities that align with God's will for our lives. In essence, Proverbs 15 verse 22 calls us to nurture a community of wise counsel, a community characterized by humility, discernment, and a shared commitment to seeking God's guidance in all things. It's a reminder that success is not a solitary pursuit, but a joint effort, and that by embracing the wisdom of those who walk in alignment with God's principles, we also can chart a course towards a future filled with purpose, fulfillment, and divine blessing. Moses, a powerful leader who found himself overwhelmed by the daily task of settling disputes among the Israelites, eventually got the advice of his father-in-law Jethro, who sat observing him, and then suggested a system of delegation. Jethro advised Moses to appoint trustworthy leaders for smaller groups, allowing him to focus on more significant issues. This wise counsel significantly improved the efficiency of Moses' leadership and demonstrated the profound impact of seeking and implementing sound advice. So the key takeaways and success principles here are: one, to recognize the strength that lies in acknowledging our limitations and seeking guidance. Humility is at the core of wise decision making, allowing yourself to be open to insights that extend beyond your own personal experiences or biases. And by humbling yourself to ask for help, you're positioning yourself to gain deeper understanding and broader perspectives, which are crucial for making informed choices. By carefully choosing the company that we keep, as the people around us can significantly influence our decisions and shape our life's trajectory. And by surrounding ourselves with wise and godly advisors and friends, we ensure that the advice and feedback we receive are rooted in wisdom and moral integrity. These relationships provide a safe space for growth, accountability, and encouragement, fostering an environment where we can thrive spiritually as well as practically. We're to embrace the concept that achieving meaningful success is seldom a solo endeavor. Success often results from teamwork, where diverse talents and perspectives come together to create something greater than what could be accomplished individually. Valuing and incorporating the contributions of others not only enriches the process, but also multiplies the outcome, leading to some sustainable and fulfilling achievements. In conclusion, remember, we don't have to face life challenges all on our own. Actively seeking the counsel of godly counselors and friends to guide our decisions, and then that way we are more likely to act in harmony with God's will, leading to a more fulfilling and successful life. Now, here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I declare I am surrounded by and receive wise counsel. I humbly seek advice and guidance, knowing that God's wisdom is found in the community of believers. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs. Who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.